Welcome to the program, Inventing a Paycheck with Mary and Heather. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder, and welcome to the show. Okay, here we go, lady. Are you ready?
I am ready. Okay, so we've been working together forever.
And a day.
Inventing a paycheck is something we've been talking about because we all have crazy ideas. We want to turn ideas into dollars, passions into profits. So this show is going to be dedicated to your crazy ideas, and we're going to encourage you that you can invent a paycheck.
And you can do it. We've done it in so many different ways, and sometimes they've been small paychecks. Sometimes they've been large paychecks. Sometimes those paychecks have not been worth all the work, and sometimes they've been worth every single sweat and tear.
And sometimes they're by accident.
And sometimes they're by accident.
You know, I always think of the Post-it note. Remember, that was created by accident.
I did not remember that.
Oh, yeah. They
did you tell me about the story about the Post-it note before?
I don't know. It's on the internet. Google knows
sure
about it.
I'm sure it is. I could Google that.
But I was telling you before we got in the air, I was like, you can just go through daily life and find a solution to something. And people do it all the time. And we look on from the outside and say, wow, I wish I had that kind of insight or idea.
But everyone we know has a crazy idea at some time. Maybe it's not even crazy. Maybe it's just an idea that is sparked by finding a solution to something, or it's a passion, or you just, it's in you, and or it's a time of life that you're looking at. Mm-hmm. I know so many moms who are in the empty nesting phase of their life right now that are looking at each other and saying, well, now what? Maybe now is that time to explore that crazy idea and go for it. But it's all about execution. It's all about taking that first step.
And sometimes, you know, it can be out of necessity. Like, I need to figure out how to make more money. The side hustle.
Yes.
The side hustle is perfectly acceptable. Everybody's, when people, like my brother, has a day job. He's good at his job. He's always thought, I got to figure out another way to work my way out of the grind. Mm-hmm. The 40-hour, 50-hour grind. And he's a controller. He's a money guy. And it just dawned on him. I mean, it's right under our nose, people. It's not something outlandish. He goes, well, wait a minute. Why don't I teach people what I did for my own family, creating a wealth-building retirement plan?
So it's his side hustle.
That's his side hustle.
I have felt, because you and I are the co-founders of Momstown, which was mm-hmm. took a lot of time and energy, and we built that over years. I feel like everything in my life is a side hustle, except for raising my kids, because we basically were stay-at-home moms, and we worked from home. We built our company from home. We build other companies from home. We have other side hustles. But I feel like my whole life is full of all these different side hustles, and they're all weird, but they're all about inventing a paycheck. And I love talking to other people about their ideas, and this is what this whole show is about, is talking to you about inventing a paycheck for yourself and turning that idea, turning that spark, that inspiration, and helping them and helping you motivate. And when I say you, I'm talking to the person listening at the end of this mm-hmm. right now, mm-hmm. helping you get to that point where you just take that first little baby step and inventing a paycheck. Or maybe you already are taking baby steps. Looking to take a leap.
Yeah, I think there can be a lot of questions around doing it. So the other day at 9:30 at night, I get a phone call from a renter that the water heater's leaking. Like,
so we just jumped right into your VRBO business.
No, I'm going a different angle. Not yet.
Because somebody might be listening and going, what is she talking about, a rent?
Yeah, so I have those 50-gallon water heaters, and uh-huh. it's leaking water all over my basement floor.
Bummer.
So I'm like, turn it off. Okay.
So smart.
That's a start. then in the next
oriented.
Yep. Let's turn it off. No hot showers between 9:30 and noon the next day. So after the plumber left, a new beautiful shiny water heater's installed, and somebody turned to me like, "Oh man, that really is a bummer." I go, "Nope, just make more money."
Right.
Just make more money. Right away, I went into the thought process, okay, how can I make an extra $2,000? What can I do? And then you and I, doing this show, pick a lane, people.
Right.
Pick a lane. Pick something that you want to do, because there is a tribe out there for you. I've seen so many people go on YouTube and just plug in a topic, like knitting.
Pet fish. We were talking about somebody doing a pet fish store show.
Oh, my gosh. So we've been at WS Radio since 2002, 2003. There was a show back then called the Pet Fish Show. Two guys, two Poindexters, just two guys. Hello, welcome to Pet Fish Show. And the caller would say, hey, my betta fish is kind of like lazy and not really doing. Change the pH in the water. And they made 100,000 downloads back then.
Because they had a tribe and they had a dedicated, passionate community of people who were engaged in raising pet fish. And I'm telling you, I know, because I have kids that are into corals. My sons love corals in saltwater tanks, and
can't make that up. You just, so
everyone has a different passion. Everyone has a different idea. Everyone has a different way of approaching it and getting started. But you're talking about picking a lane on the freeway. You have to get on the on ramp.
Yes, and
you got to start the car.
And okay, so here's what I've found for myself: if you have an idea that is unique to you, and it's close to you, it's personal to you, and you're like, well, who would ever want to listen to me talking about, I don't know, my little niche of crocheting doilies?
You'd be surprised.
You would be surprised.
Or who would ever buy my jewelry? Or who would ever buy donuts from me?
Exactly.
We're going to get into that little story.
But doesn't it can make you feel vulnerable? Like, I don't want to have people laugh at me.
You have to so get over that.
Yep.
You have to just, like, I think you do get to a tipping point where you just say, I don't care. I'm going for it. I'm turning on my car. I'm putting the gas pedal down, and I'm approaching the freeway. I'm approaching the on-ramp, and I'm going to get on that freeway.
Stay in the slow lane for a while.
Or never get out of it.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to go on Facebook and tell the whole world. Get comfortable in your own lane. This is what I'm doing. I'm doing it quietly. I'm filing paperwork if I have to do that for permits or whatever it might be. Just do it slowly to gain some confidence in your approach. And then people will turn around and go, what? You're doing that? That's cool. Why didn't you let me know? That's what it turns into. So this show, every week, is going to be about inventing a paycheck to create a new entire career or a side hustle.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Doesn't matter. If it's an extra $500 to $2,000 a month, who can't use that?
Right.
And typically, when someone invents a paycheck, it's something they really want to do until they can build it big enough to let go of what they have to do.
The other thing about inventing a paycheck is it's kind of addictive.
Oh, yeah. You become a serial person at it, you know?
A serial inventor of paycheckers.
Seriously.
Seriously, right? Because it's fun. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I did this with this. I can also do it with this. Or I can find another stream for the one idea. Like, one, picking a lane and one idea can bring paychecks in from multitude of avenues, like we've done with the radio show and writing books. Well, that turns into writing articles that turns into television shows. It turns
speaking engagements.
Yeah, and advertising. I mean, there's just so many different things, and that's just our little world with the media that we do.
Yeah, I think.
And then you decided to start renting out your rooms, and then you decided to go into real estate.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do those different things, but those are different ways of inventing a paycheck that help fill your soul.
And what's so funny about inventing a paycheck, like Rusty Nails, a good friend of ours, he's hilarious. He's a professional comedian and speaker, and he's so quick, so funny. Just like, where do you get these ideas? And I asked him, how can you be so fast and funny? He goes, I see funny. Well, when you're listening to Inventing a Paycheck with Mary and Heather, you're going to start seeing opportunity.
Oh, I just was going to say the same thing. We see opportunity. When you have an entrepreneurial mind and spirit and soul, you see opportunity.
It's right around the corner. So we're going to inspire you every week with stories of people inventing a paycheck and how much fun it is.
And how you can do the same.
All right, we'll be right back with Inventing a Paycheck with Mary and Heather. Inventing a Paycheck with Mary and Heather. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And now we're moving into one of my favorite topics is inspiration.
Yes. In the last segment, we were talking about funny people see funny and entrepreneurs see opportunity. It kind of builds on itself.
And it is addicting.
It is.
And seeing opportunity is about also being inspired by the things that you see, the people that you meet, the solutions that you see when you see a problem. Those are all inspiring. And inspiration comes in so many different ways and forms and from so many different people and circumstances.
Yes. And typically, they're right under your nose. They don't have to be far-reaching. They could be something like all those gadgets. I remember a guy who loved to golf, and he liked to smoke cigars on the golf course. But when he went to hit the ball, it's a big thing. Cigars on the golf course are...
I'm sorry, but I just was like, ugh.
I know the smell. Ugh.
Just the whole, ugh.
But
that's
there,
all right.
He has a tribe.
Has a thing.
He's got a tribe.
Of cigar-smoking golfers?
Yes.
All right. I believe you.
And he created this little gadget that would hang off the side of his bag.
No.
That would hold the cigar
no.
while he hit the ball.
No.
And he sold them.
No.
And he made money.
No.
He and his wife would package them and ship out the orders.
Seriously.
Seriously. He invented a paycheck.
So he was inspired by a problem,
mm-hmm.
and he found a solution. Some people are inspired by numbers. By equations and...
I don't even compute. What does that mean? I don't even get that.
Well, we were in a... my husband has a kind of a start... Not a kind of. He has a startup that is in conjunction with his veterinary business. And we were in a meeting with some investors and the finance guy. We were talking about ingredients and all that kind of stuff in the medical side, so that all that kind of stuff inspires my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And then the minute we turned to a spreadsheet, an Excel spreadsheet, this guy's eyes just lit up. And we all looked at him like, because this was his jam.
Yeah.
This is what inspired him. Numbers and projections and financial modeling and all this was inspirational to him. And he just was engaged completely in the meeting. And all the rest of us went, oh.
Oh, yeah. My God, I'm so glad he's sitting here doing this because we don't
Thank
want
gosh,
to.
Because I don't know how to do a spreadsheet to save my life.
Oh, my God, somebody says Excel to me and I start to wither.
Yeah, I just like, see your eyes glaze over just a little bit, right?
Yeah, but if there are everybody, if we can admit who we are and write down, like, take a piece of paper, three columns. What are my interests? What do I like to do? And then go ahead and write down the things you don't like to do. Because in every business, just like you were saying,
yes,
you need to hire or find that person who will do the stuff in the I don't like this stuff column.
Or you just have to admit to yourself that you're going to have to do some of the stuff you don't like to do.
Until you can afford to pay
someone
else. Until
you can afford to pay to outsource that. I don't like knowing how to adjust the choke on a 2200 Honda generator.
That's a great line. You just got to keep using that. But you learned?
I learned how to do it, and I still do it. I don't like it, but it's part of my donut business. Which is a whole other story. I know we're going to get to that, and we're going to get to the whole, you know, I know you don't like being a maid.
I clean toilets for a living and make beds and do laundry.
I know you don't like that part of that, but guess what? But you could outsource that. I mean, technically, I could outsource my generator stuff.
So I think when you invent a paycheck and you find out, wow, I like doing this. I make a good money doing it, so it's worth my time,
right,
on my side hustle. We could get into this topic at another time in more depth, but you do get to a part of it that it's your baby and you don't want anyone to wreck it.
Yes. Your reviews, your VRBO reviews are based on a clean house, a clean rental. And you want to make sure.
Yes. Because if there's one thing said, it was dusty on a table, they'll think the whole house is dusty.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. But you're right. I can outsource that.
Right.
When I want to go through finding the right person at the right moment.
You're still going to have to manage the things that you don't enjoy.
So, then I always throw my arms up in the air and go, just let me do it. It's easier, faster for me to do it.
Such a mom thing to say.
I know it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll just do it.
Just forget it. I'm not going to teach you how to use the dishwasher because it's just easier for me to do it. I'm not going to teach you how to make your bed because it's just easier for me to do it.
I remember when the girls were...
But that does not work for people long term.
No.
It's not good for kids long term.
Well, and I told my girls before in the permit process of getting their licenses.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have to learn how to drive the washer, the dryer, and the stove before you drive the car.
Oh, I like that line. That's a good one.
And they did, but they don't. I do it all still.
I always tell my boys, and my boys are out, you know, basically I'm an empty nester now. They're in college and they come home and they have to do their own laundry now. They buy, you know.
Because they're away.
Mommy's not there to do it for them. But they still don't turn their socks inside out. Like they take their socks off and they're inside out. And I like them to be the right side because would you put them in the...
I do the same thing.
I tell them so many times, would you please just turn your socks the right side out so I don't have to put my hand in your dirty sock?
Oh, gross.
Sorry, too much information. That's moms. All right, so anyway, back to the side hustle. Hopefully people can relate, though.
This is going to be a call-in show that we want to hear your crazy idea. Because we want you to be crazy. It's okay if you have a crazy idea like, you know what? I like to garden, and I just don't have the right tool to do this thing over here. Make it. Or go find it.
Invent your paycheck.
Invent a paycheck. People do it all the time. I do it. I need to get a new car.
What's your inspiration? I mean, because people are inspired by numbers or by writings or by...
Talking. Yep. My passion is radio.
I know. I think we share that.
Yeah.
This is talking and people.
Yep.
I am always inspired by people. Like, I love their stories. I love looking and listening to them. I really think that my muse are people.
One of my great passions is hearing someone kind of musing themselves about an idea. And with the vast experience that we've had in our career, being able to tell them, oh my gosh, well, yeah, you can do that. Start here, then turn it into this, then create this, and then go from there. And you can do it. I see it.
You see it.
I see
you
potential.
You see their path for them, and you see their potential. You see the opportunity for them.
Like my brother said.
You love seeing opportunity for other people,
yes,
too.
Yes, I do. I love encouraging people when they bring it up, or if I even see it and go, well, you're so good at that, why don't you do this?
And don't you think this is what this show's about?
Yes. Yes.
So being inspired by the people that will call into the show and listen and be part of our community. And
if we can inspire people across, I mean, we used to have an international show as well as national. It was everywhere. Remember that lady who lived in a teeny tiny town in Australia and had a dial-up modem? She listened to our show because we used to do all
from Germany.
Yes, mom entrepreneur.
France.
We're just broadening the scope to inventing a paycheck. You can do it. And we went to the ABC Kids Expo.
Yes.
Everything kids. So pets and kids, people will spend money on like crazy. Moms and dads invented. Like one lady invented this little thing you wore on your wrist.
Yes.
So the kid could wipe their nose on their little cloth on their wrist instead of their own clothing or whatever. She made a business out of it.
There were so many great ideas there.
Oh my gosh.
And so many inventive people and everybody's seeing opportunity and potential. It's inspiring.
Well, and it makes you feel energized that you want to get up early while the kids are still sleeping. I remember that. I used to get up at 5 in the morning so I'd have 2 hours before the baby woke up.
Mm-hmm.
And just journal or research.
So many hours of time spent researching. Okay, but here's the problem with that. That is, you get caught in this cycle of looking what everybody else is doing and comparing your ideas or your potential to somebody else's potential, or just researching and going down the rabbit hole and looking for, maybe you're looking for a platform for your website or a solution for your website or where to sell. You just get, there's so much out there anymore. Research can be a real like time suck too.
Yeah, so.
Oh my gosh.
I know. All right, we'll be right back on Inventing a Paycheck with Mary and Heather. Welcome to Inventing a Paycheck with Mary and Heather. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And we were just talking in the last segment about, you know, how you can get, your time can just be whittled away, spending time researching online, looking at different platforms and what other people are doing, or looking at Etsy and seeing all the creative people that are out there and all the great stuff they're doing in their shops. And then you start to kind of feel like, oh my gosh, I can't compete, or I can't make a decision, and there's too many opportunities.
And I'm not original. Somebody's already doing it.
Right. And then you do nothing.
Yeah. And I think...
But then you go back to the next day, and you start researching all over again because you can't help yourself because your idea's stuck in your head, and you're inspired, and you're feeling motivated, but then you do nothing again.
Wow. Sounds like you live that.
Possibly.
You know what happens? Self-doubt creeps in.
I'm telling you,
and
lady.
You want to cover your bases, so you want to make sure you don't leave any
don't
stone
like
uncovered.
An idiot.
Yep. But if it persists,
and you can't stop.
Yeah. So what's the solution?
I'm going to go research that.
Yeah. No.
No, it is starting. one tiny little baby step at a time? Or you just jump right in? I don't know. I mean, everyone's idea and everyone is different. So I think there's a different way to start for every person. But well, I just know you have to start.
Well, and there's so many online resources and networks that perhaps you lurk in a network. You know what I mean? You just kind of like watch the conversations going on in a Facebook group or just try to get immersed like a wallflower at least and see what's going on. Or call in and talk to us and we'll encourage you
to start
and do something.
And
do you remember way back when we did the Big Break Manual and we advised when you first have your idea, don't make letterhead, business cards, websites at so much money. And because it shifts, it changes, it morphs, and it becomes more you. Because I think when we first have an idea.
Letterheads.
Right? Letterhead. Just how dated am I? Nobody has letterhead anymore. How old are you, Mary? Ancient. Thanks for pointing that out. I appreciate it.
Letterhead just like stuck with me. Business card's cool. Yeah, I like that. But letterhead. Don't invest in reams of paper with your letterhead and envelopes and matching envelopes. Don't do it.
That is on my list of what not to do or mistakes I've made. Because the point is, when we first have an idea, we want it to be socially acceptable.
Right.
So we try to be very safe in our design.
And it's very safe to do a business card.
Yes.
It's very safe. Yeah, that kind of stuff, because you can hide behind it.
But it's going to change.
Right.
Like, we had an idea for this show, and we sat down in the studio this morning and changed the name of the show.
Today.
Today. We were driving, not knowing what the name of the show was going to.
Driving to the studio.
To do a show.
A live call-in show every week, and we didn't know what we were going to call it.
And then,
and we've been talking about doing this new show for over a year now.
Oh, that's a long time. Wow, it goes fast.
Well, because we've been doing radio together for
decades.
Feels
plus.
Like it sometimes, yep. Right? But anyway, we didn't know what we were going to call this show. And then we sat down and you said, how about inventing a paycheck? Why not just inventing a paycheck? Well, that sounds like a great
idea.
I
talk about it all the time. I'm inventing a paycheck. I said it because my water heater broke the other day and I did not expect to have to spend thousands of dollars to replace my damn water heater. And somebody was like feeling my pain and I go, yeah, whatever. Just make more money and invent a paycheck.
Make more money.
Make more money.
Which can seem impossible to people.
Yeah, but this show is going to show how obvious it can be right under your nose.
And how possible.
And totally possible. If I can do it, are you kidding? You just start looking at things going, can I make money with that kid? No.
You were going to print a letterhead. So if she can do it.
Yeah, take advice from the gal who says, don't rush to the printer for your letterhead quite yet.
Or the two women who were going to start a radio show and decided what to call it 5 minutes before the music ran.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
But here's the thing. Motivation. You know what was the motivation for us to come up with the show title? We got our two little tails in the car and we started driving to the studio. Nothing will motivate you more than all of a sudden, mics are hot. Oh, we got to call this something.
Yeah, let's call it something.
That's starting.
Well, and it was so funny because we came up with a show idea title even yesterday. And then I get in the car and you're like, I don't know if I like that. I'm like, oh, okay, let's start over.
Yeah.
But that was cool.
But that's what we were going to call the show, starting over.
Yes.
Which I still like, because I think every day you get an opportunity to start over. Every day you get to reset the button and have a fresh start every day.
That can be a segment, because I know we're going to have callers and listeners share their stories of how they started over.
Yes, and I do like that. That to me is inspirational and motivational.
Equally for us as for the listeners, because as you mentioned in the last segment, I love to encourage people when I see their potential and they hope it's there. And I'm like, oh, it's there. You've got it.
It is in there. You know what else we were talking about for the show? We were also talking about funny words that we would like to talk about. Because we had a word that has plagued us in our career. And I think that that word is in perpetuity.
Yes. Run!
If you ever see that word.
In a contract. Like Shark Tank.
In perpetuity. Yeah. Who even thought that would ever... When you're 8 years old and you're dreaming of something... You want to be a dancer, or a singer, or...
Football player.
Whatever. You never even think of the word in perpetuity. Like, as you're... Because you know when they say when you're trying to think of what you want to do with your life and start over and what's your big vision, they go back to what you thought about when you were a child.
Yeah.
And then adulthood hits you and all the stuff that comes with being a big person and an adult. And then you find out words like in perpetuity.
And you need to run. Never sign a contract that has the word in perpetuity in it unless you put it in there.
Things that get in the way of your 8-year-old vision should just be like scratched, should just be redacted.
Exactly. So that's our word of the show. In perpetuity is a bad word in a contract that you sign.
That's
an aside.
That is a.
But we're going to have starting over segments.
Uh-huh.
Where people can share their stories. Inventing a paycheck is the main thing about the show because here's something I want to share, and I hope you get where my brain is going because it's not on letterhead right now. If you have an idea and you're not sure if it's a good idea, it's a good idea. There are people that have an idea that's just not a good idea, but they never question. Like the nail polish holder lady. Remember her?
Yeah.
That was a bad idea, but she never questioned it. She never researched. She never questioned if it was a good idea or not. And there were so many prototypes on the market already of what she was creating.
Uh-huh.
But she never asked herself, is this a good idea?
And so do you think that she should have done that?
Yes.
Because why?
She spent too much money on a bad product. What's so funny?
Okay, so she spent too much money on potentially a bad product. So why should she have done that?
Why should she have done what? I don't get where you're going.
Why would you think it's a good idea to start a business with a bad product and a bad idea? Because you learned from it or what?
Okay.
I'm trying to follow you.
Okay, so... Going back to your research and getting caught in the cycle of constantly researching, second-guessing yourself,
yes,
I don't know if this is a good idea.
Yes.
That's the person who does have a good idea. They're just trying to be very careful and safe. It's the person who just shotguns it right out the door, and it's a bad idea. So if you have an idea and you've been mulling it around in your mind and you're kind of dropping hints
and
to other people.
You keep going back to it.
It's a good idea.
You just didn't do it on a whim.
Right. Yes. You've already done the research. You've already looked into it. It keeps sticking with you.
You keep living that inside. It keeps living inside you. I'm following you now.
Oh, phew. That hurt my head.
Well, try being me. Try to figure it out. You already knew what you wanted to say in your head. And I'm like, this is painful.
I obviously don't know how to articulate that. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we'll be right back on Inventing a Paycheck with Marian Hutter.
Thank you.
Welcome to Inventing a Paycheck with Mary and Heather. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And what were we just talking about in the last segment? We talked during the breaks, and so then we kind of have to figure out where we left off with you and then where we pick up with you.
Just to clarify what I was, my point I was making.
Oh, yes.
If you have an idea and you find yourself revisiting it as a side hustle, as a way to make money or something that you think you have a passion for, but you keep backing away from it, then you go for a run and you get re-inspired by it. And then you back away from it. That's a good idea.
Because you continue to come back to it, and it continues to inspire you.
It's nudging you. It's kind of poking at you to pay attention to it. It's the people that just go off on a whim, don't do their research, don't really have it in their bones or their soul, that waste money.
And I will be the first one in the front row with my hand up to say that I have done both. Right? I have gone off on a whim and said, oh, yeah, someone says, oh, this is a great idea or a great business, or you're like, oh, yeah, sounds like a great idea. I love that. I'll do that. And then without even thinking, do I really, this is how I see my life. I'm talking about network marketing.
I was just going to say it. I was just going to say direct sales, network marketing. It's nice and shiny with great numbers.
And great products.
Mm-hmm.
But you really have to do, you have to spend time researching. You have to make sure that that is a good fit for you, that you like the product. Do you use the product?
Is your personality such that you'll do what it takes to build your downline?
Right.
Whatever that's called.
And if it is, go for it. Because those businesses can be turnkey. They can be great businesses. But if it's just like something on a whim that you do because you were at a party and you just signed up, not a great idea.
And you paid money.
And you want to support your friend that's doing it. Oh, I'll do it with you, sure.
Yeah. It's the idea that, let's say you have a hobby. Here's another thing. We're going to give you tasks because they've worked for us and they can inspire you or get the juices flowing.
And you'll do them or you won't.
You don't have to do them. I don't care. But write down your hobbies. Like, do you love to cook?
Yes.
Do you like to bake?
Yes.
I love to golf.
And but you don't smoke cigars.
I do not smoke cigars. But I love to golf. And my chiropractor, his wife is a professional seamstress because her family lineage, mom, dad, all were seamstress.
Nice.
And he showed me a picture of them at a golf course with their son. And I go, oh, that's a cute outfit. Because as a female golfer, you can't find good clothing. you can't. It's not fashionable. And he goes, oh, yeah, she made that. I'm like, ding, 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 ding. Would she want to go into a golf clothing line for women as a business with me? And he said, I would love her to do that. Let me talk to her.
Oh, are you in the golf business?
No, but I would go into designing golf wear for women. And
right.
She could figure out how to make sure it's being sewn and getting the fabric and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, that's what I'm saying when it's right underneath your nose. It would have to be something that would work out. So you can always have these pie-in-the-sky mm-hmm. ideas, like a donut business.
Why is Heather in the donut business? Yeah.
But tell your under-your-nose opportunity.
Oh, in this show right now? Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to. That's a cliffhanger.
We could talk about the donut business in the next show.
Absolutely.
Because it's kind of a story.
It's a big story. And
it's a great story.
It's a very sweet story.
Sweet. And full of sunshine. You know what? When you sell people donuts, no one's cranky.
Unless they're looking donuts, for Leonard.
And Leonard is like a whole other segment of the donut story. But What were, yeah.
Meaning it's all, it can be right under your nose. If you put your eye, put on your opportunity eyeglasses.
Okay, but here's something though, when we were talking about like just jumping right into something, I did just jump into that. But it was a proven, there was a proven, and I love to bake and I love to cook and all that kind of stuff.
But the stars lined up.
They did.
When you have to force the stars into alignment.
Sometimes things just start to fall in your lap.
Things fall into place. If you have an idea, you happen to mention it to somebody, and then something else comes by, or you see a Facebook post or a meme or what, certain signs will come around. But if you have to make them up,
right,
you're forcing the issue.
Well, and
the hard work will come eventually. Don't worry.
And again, like we were talking about, seeing opportunity. So I saw the opportunity for this business that was just in Hawaii and to bring it here. And so I just said, if you ever want to take this, it's a malasada business. It's not just a donut business, but we'll talk about that in another show, I know.
Yeah.
But it was the opportunity was right under my nose because I was at her counter. And her counter came up to basically my nose because she was
up higher.
A food trailer.
Yeah. No.
So anyway, the counter was up to my nose and there it is. The malasadas were right under my nose. And if you want to bring this to California, let's talk. And so she handed me her card, her phone number. So anyway, I can't wait to share that story because I think that happens. And it's just like what you're talking about. When you see opportunity, when it's right under your nose and you seize it.
And it fell into place.
And you do it.
The stars aligned and the magical fairy dust made people and situations and everything come together.
But how do you get to that point where you're just like, I'm going to start this and I'm going to do it? Is it just a state of mind? Is it a timing thing? Is it who you are? You know, like, because when I would tell my friends back here at home in California, oh, I'm going into this donut business, they're like, of course you are.
Like, what do you mean, of course I am?
But it was so off base for everybody. You know, that's not what I've ever done. I've never done that before. So everyone's like, oh, so it is weird, but of course you're doing that. Like, do people just start things?
Well, I think you get to a point that you're stuck. You look right or you look left, and then you roll the dice. The things that turned out to be successful for me was when I said, I'm smack in the middle, I'm going to roll the dice. And that's when I started selling real estate. I'm going to take the test. Why not?
You just did it.
And my tenant moved out of my house. So I'm like, I'm going to roll the dice and turn it into a vacation rental.
And you just did it.
You can't roll the dice. Your gut will tell you no. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Because we're always questioning ourselves, like, is this a good idea?
But then at one point, you just have to stop and go, there's enough stacked in my favor to roll the dice.
Because even your good ideas will present obstacles and barriers that you have to overcome.
Yeah.
Remember in The Big Break, week 3? Overcoming those barriers. Everyone hits a wall at some point with their great, crazy idea.
Their big butt.
And you have to get over your big butt.
B-U-T-T. Yeah, this is going to be a fantastic show. We used to have a more generic mom entrepreneur show, which was super popular. Inventing a paycheck in today's market of the side hustle is a real thing.
And it's a real possibility.
Yep.
And this show is all about inspiring and motivating you to do just that.
And share your stories with us and the listeners. And geez, the tribe of people inventing a paycheck.
It's pretty incredible.
It is. And you don't have to quit your job.
No, don't.
Yeah, exactly. So we want to hear your stories. We'll be back talking about inventing a paycheck with Mary Nether.